he's been in London for so long for this World Cup.
Great city. Exhausting city.
He's moved into Buckingham Palace. That's how long he's been overseas for. It's quite incredible. Hello,
in the
Rod Kafer.
Hey, Rod.
G'day, TK Slaps. How are you guys?
No, we're all right, mate. We're struggling with getting up early, but are you getting to bed early enough?
Oh, look, we've had our moments over here, as you can imagine. We've certainly had our moments. There's been some excitement, as you've seen, from the rugby. It's been some great games of rugby, some real exciting stuff, and there's only one or two ways to calm the nerves afterwards, and it's nothing that a pint of beer won't fix or two.
No better place than London for that.
Yeah, perfect spot for it, perfect.
Tension in Camp Wallaby, probably for the first time, Rod, throughout the entire championship, because it was so close to being a disaster come the weekend, and now we've got Pocock still in doubt. What are you hearing?
I think Pocock's injury is a little bit worse, perhaps, than what everybody's been told. They're very tight-lipped around that sort of stuff, rightly so. I think it is maybe a little bit of a calf strain. They sort of talked about it being a cork. Is it a strain? No one's really saying. But he'll be touch and go for the weekend, I think. And with calf injuries like that, you can't, if it's no good, you can't play. So he's either going to be in or he's going to be out, and we'll sort of find out. They'll keep a lid on that because, you know, as you know, he's been almost a defining factor in the World Cup, really redefined how the Wallabies have played, what they're able to do at the breakdown, how they limit opposition teams from actually attacking against them. It's such a point of difference, and a potential player of the tournament, they really need him out there.
And just from a playing perspective, Rod, what are you sensing from the Wallabies? Obviously, you need some luck, and maybe they got that the other day, scraping through. Prior to that, they'd played beautifully, but there were a few more mistakes the other day.
There were, and what you notice in World Cup, World Cup's unique because you play seven tests in 7 weeks. It's never ever done at any other point in the four-year cycle, week in, week out. And it is a battle of attrition. And the Wallabies have been lucky with injury, really. They haven't had too many, unlike other teams such as Wales and a few others, or Scotland for that matter. But they've survived without too many injuries. But I got the sense they were tired. They looked really tired in the way they played. And that's one of the advantages, I think, that a team like the All Blacks will have now. They haven't had the tough stuff. They played really well against France in the other quarterfinal, beating by 50, and that's an indication of perhaps where they are. But one thing we know about the Wallabies, they're battle-hardened. They are really, really tough, and they've won some big games and big clutch moments, and that sets you up well in tournament rugby.
Chatting with Rod Kafer, who's the head of tactics as far as the Fox Sports team is concerned, giving us an insight throughout this World Cup, which we look forward to. Rod, the forward battle, when you play Argentina, you think about the clash of the forwards. We've got an Argentinian forwards coach. Is that going to be an advantage come the weekend?
I think it'll need to be. Mario Ledesma's done a great job. The scrum didn't go that well on the weekend. Tough the way it was adjudicated, but these things happen. Scott Seo likely to be out, the loose head prop after injuring his elbow. It'll bring James Slipper probably to starting, but there'll be challenges from Argentina, definitely strong up front. But what they've got now in that Argentinian side is genuine pace on the wings, really quick guys. We've seen a bit of them over the last couple of years in the Rugby Championship. And also the ability to play a wide game. They stretch teams. And that's what blew Ireland away, was the width at which they played. That's going to be a challenge for the Wallabies. The Wallabies use a rush defence, a really push-forward, hard defence, and they'll try to stop the ball getting out to the wings of Argentina, but it all starts up front, as they say, and we've got a scrummage well.
Yeah, and it's been going well for them. South Africa, are they capable of beating the All Blacks?
There's one team in the world who I reckon are capable of beating the All Blacks, and I don't think we would necessarily beat the All Blacks in the World Cup final. I'm hoping we don't have to play the All Blacks in the World Cup final. And South Africa, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm barracking for South Africa this weekend to beat the All Blacks, because South Africa, the Springboks are a team that actually bother the All Blacks. They do bother them. They match a lot of the physicality with the All Blacks, and the Springboks play very well against the All Blacks. It's their big rivalry in rugby. It's the biggest thing for Springbok and New Zealand. We talk a lot about the Bledisloe Cup. It's not as big as perhaps the rivalry between New Zealand and South Africa. And I think those sort of two powerhouses going together this weekend is going to be absorbing. It's great to have the four Southern Hemisphere teams in the semi-finals. It'll be tremendous to see Springboks, roll the All Blacks, and for us to roll the Pumas, and then I think we're a very good chance of winning the World Cup. But we've got to get through this weekend first.
And Rod, as far as tactics being employed by Michael Checker, it was refreshing to see, despite that close call on the weekend, he still wants to play expansive rugby. Do you think that will continue as things tighten up in the semi-finals?
I think it has to. It has to. The rugby's been brilliant. Through the tournament, there's been some great rugby played. Like it was at other World Cups where the rugby's been rubbish. This World Cup, it's had sparkling rugby, some great attacking rugby. The weather's been good. Hardly been any rain except for the last 5 minutes. And what was fantastic the other night in that game against Scotland was when it started to rain, this cheer went up from the Scottish fans. I've never seen it before. It was like 60,000 Scotsmen got up and were cheering, and the bagpipes was playing as the rain came down. They thought their prayers had been answered, only to be snuffed out by Bernard Foley, of course. But the way the Wallabies have played and scoring tries, 5-3 against Scotland, they really did dominate patches of that match and had the opportunity to put Scotland away. It's the way they will play. David Pocock coming back into the side, if he does, will make a huge difference to how they can play that open, wide-ranging game.
And Rod, I've asked a couple of times about this, but no Northern Hemisphere side in the World Cup now. Do they have to look at the style of rugby they play, or is there no change required?
I think Northern Hemisphere rugby, there's a bit of turgid rugby going on over here. They lament the fact that they call Super Rugby basketball rugby because it doesn't have the contact and the collisions that they so much admire in the Northern Hemisphere. But when, you know, teams that have turned up now like South Africa and now the Wallabies and, of course, the All Blacks and even more so Argentina with a very, very abrasive, aggressive forward pack who can match that style of game that the Northern Hemisphere teams typically rely on and then play with great expanse, which three of those four Southern Hemisphere teams can do. The Northern Hemisphere have just been caught out. They've been caught out relying on a game plan and a pattern of play that's 5 or 6 years too old. They haven't adjusted. Rugby in France is very, very, you know, collision-orientated, very big guys, big ball runners, no deception, no sleight of hand. And English rugby's like that as well. And it will need to change because otherwise they'll get left behind again.
Rod, we thank you so much. We've enjoyed your insight into the matches tactically as far as the World Cup's concerned on Fox. And I know you've found a mate with a pretty impressive cellar somewhere in France. So we'll let you get to the bottom of that.
Well, look, I'm sitting back here with two ex-Wallabies, Justin Harrison and Chris Whitaker, in the south of France for a couple of days, just sampling the best of the French culture. So I'll do my best.
Why wouldn't you? Thanks, Rod.
Cheers, guys.